On this Sunday, which sometimes is called Transfiguration Sunday, and the station of today is the wonderful Basilica of St. Lawrence outside the walls, next to the Campo Verano, which is the principal ancient cemetery of Rome. There we have many pictures of His Holiness Venerable Pius XII and his cassock covered with blood when he came to take care and comfort those who were damaged, who were hurt by the bombing of the Allies during World War II. Anyway, our mind goes to that beautiful, or those beautiful pictures of Venerable Pius XII, whose beatification hopefully will be soon. But of course, the main reading of today is the Gospel, which is a transfiguration. But we also have a beautiful, beautiful message from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. To be followers of God, of our Lord Jesus Christ, to walk in love as Christ also has loved us. And of course, in love means also sanctifying grace, as you remember. And he wants us to follow him. He delivered himself for us to the most atrocious tortures and to a most horrible death. And of course, then, on the third day, as he tells the apostles, he was to rise from the dead. And of course, St. Paul tells us, and this reading is a very good examination of conscience too. Fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, those are horrible sins which should not be found in us, nor obscenity, nor foolish talk. And of course, most people, if they don't participate in obscenity, they definitely do participate in foolish talk, oftentimes, which is very damaging to the church, to us, and sometimes to me. And he is very, very clear. No fornicator or unclean or covetous person, which is serving of idols, pagan worship, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of God. St. Paul was very clear, and so are we. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Usually the vain words come directly from Satan. For because these things come forth the anger of God upon the children of unbelief. Be not partakers of those. You were children of darkness. Now you are supposed to be children of light and walk, live as children of the light. For the fruit of the light is in all goodness and justice and truth. That is the way to heaven. Now the Gospel is one of the most beautiful pericopes of the Gospel. And of course we have it in St. Matthew's and St. Luke's here, had the wrong page, sorry, where you heard about next week's epistle. So anyway, the epistle of today was very similar. But today, our Lord takes three of the apostles, and this shows you that from the very beginning, even in the time of Christ, there was a hierarchy in the church. Not everyone is equal. We're not communists. We're not equals. We're not comrades. There is a hierarchy. The Pope and the cardinals and the bishops and the clergy underneath them. And then you. You're at the bottom of the totem pole, but that doesn't make you least or less, because God looks at you all the more. And then, of course, we see that our Lord takes the three most important apostles. Peter, the first pope, James, and John, his cousins, the sons of Zebedee, or Cleophas, and James was to be the first apostle to die. Now, mind you, he was also the first apostle to receive an apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Spain, Our Lady of the Pillar, who is definitely one of my favorite devotions to Mary after Our Lady of Fatima. And so he takes him up, and of course we have John. John, the beloved disciple, the teenage disciple at this point. He was a favorite of all the apostles to Jesus Christ. He loved him dearly. He had his head on the Sacred Heart of Jesus during the Last Supper. And he interceded for St. Peter and the others when he predicted the sin of Judas. Ask him, who is it? Who is it? Is it I, Lord? Is it I, Lord? And Judas says, is it I? He doesn't claim him as Lord. We need to know these things. And so then it was those three, the upper echelons of the hierarchy, that our Lord took to Mount Tabor. And when we have benediction, we place a monstrance on something that recalls this wonderful mystery, Mount Tabor. The Tabor is where the monstrance is placed. And that is where Christ reigns for us in the Eucharist at Holy Hour and benediction, which of course we have during Lent. Holy Hour every Thursday and benediction on Fridays after the stations. And not enough of you are coming to that. This is for you. It's not for me. I'm here all day. I can spend 24 hours in the church, but you cannot. So do not waste the opportunities of grace that our Lord has given to you. And so then, all of a sudden, he is transfigured. He shows them a light, a tiny little glimpse of his true nature as God. He is good to God and to man. They only see the man. He looks like everybody else. He's special, but he looks like everybody else. And then all of a sudden, he is transfigured. He becomes like the sun. His clothes become dazzlingly white. They cannot even bear to look at him, even in this very limited form. And as he is there showing himself to them in his divinity, all of a sudden, the Old Testament appears. Say, Moses, the giver of the law, of the Ten Commandments, and St. Elias, who represents all the prophets. And the church teaches us, and this is particularly found in the Catechism, which is not all to be thrown out, that the whole Old Testament, the whole Scripture, is written by, for, and about Jesus Christ. And so, he here is given witness by the Old Testament that was so important to the Jews. And it is important to us as well. And then, as they are beholding this, and he converses with them, and one of the evangelists tells us that we're talking about his passion, his death, his on the cross. And the apostles just fall to their faces. And then a white cloud, a bright cloud, comes forth and covers them all. The bright cloud is the Holy Spirit, who can appear as he wills. And from behind the Holy Spirit, the one who is heard but never seen, and of course we say this at the end of the Mass in the prologue of St. John's Gospel. The Father speaks through him. You see him, but you do not see the Father. So the Father speaks and says, this is my beloved Son. So God Almighty, the Father and the Holy Spirit, are witnessing to Jesus Christ. Listen to Him. Not just hear Him. You can hear this. It's a noise. It doesn't mean anything usually. Listen, which means take in what He says. Obey what He says. Do His will. And then St. Peter, who's always boisterous all through his life, and that's why he was chosen to be the first pope, to speak up all the time, he says, Lord, if it is thy will, let me build here a tabernacle for thee and for Moses and for Elias. He doesn't know what he's saying, but he says it. The Holy Spirit is speaking through him too. Because we have ever since his death, in what is now the sacristy of St. Peter's Basilica, we have been building tabernacles, temples to him. And in the middle of those temples, we have the tabernacle where Jesus Christ is there present to love us and to be loved by us, though most of the times we ignore him. And so our Lord, everything disappears and they come down. And they don't say another word, but Jesus says, do not tell anyone about this vision until the Son of Man has risen from the dead. And they wondered. They had already been told about this, but they're like you and I. We don't really listen. That's why God the Father said, listen. And he's talking to you too, not just to me. Listen. And they did not understand yet. What is this risen from the dead? And so it ends like that. And of course, to this day, there's a magnificent temple in a tabernacle in Mount Tabor. And we have Mount Tabor here every time we have Holy Hour or Benediction, which most of you ignore. Do not waste this time that you have been given. This could be your last day. This could be your last Lent. We have several people associated with a parish or a parishioner who died this week. This last year was their last Lent. Will this be yours? Will this be mine? In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.